May the sweet blessings and the presence of our Jesus be with you, heart dwellers. Well, today when I came into prayer, I asked the Lord, please share with me what's on your heart and mind, Lord. He answered me, what is coming is very much on my mind, continually. Even my angels are now working overtime, so to speak, to bring in the lost, making connections so my spirit can move upon hearts. I try not to look at those who have continually turned me away. I try, but it is of no avail. I love them, Claire. My heart aches for the choices they have made. But there are those who are coming along slowly, but coming, and they bolster my heart and bring the promise of souls restored. Never underestimate your prayers, my love. I know you don't feel powerful in prayer, but even as you said today, when my mother mentioned they were out of wine, though I was not ready to work a miracle, because of her tender heart and the grief she felt, I did it anyway. You see, that is a beautiful pattern of prayer and intercession. She was always one to feel the pain of others and come to me with their burdens. Not only was she truly the first Christian, but the first Christian intercessor who came to me. I could not resist her pain, so I did many, many things no one would even guess I did, just because she approached me with such sincere love for her neighbors. And this is what I've been trying to teach you about prayer. You do not have to be loud, on fire, full of eloquent words, tears, and gestures. Did I not say to pray secretly in private, and I would reward you? It is all in the intention of the heart. When you cry out from the depths of your soul because of the plight of others, I immediately move into action. No lags, no maybes, no, well, maybe later I'll pray a better prayer. No formalities, just the cry of your heart. I hear it loud and clear, and even the angels stand to attention when they hear it. Their eyes are fully on me, waiting for my command to swing into action. The cry of the heart sets off a chain reaction in heaven. All souls recognize me crying out from that soul. Yes, that is another dynamic. I cry out through you. Lord, do you mean that you stir my heart to pray to you? Well, not exactly. When I cry out from within you, it's because our hearts are in union and I correspond to your intentions. I wait for you to initiate the cry. Do you know what most often stops you, Claire? Unbelief? Yes, but it's a Pharisee spirit that discourages and demands formal prayers, the raising of hands, the beating of breast. Nothing about these gestures moves my heart to act unless it's accompanied by genuine love of brother. Some are of the opinion that these gesticulations make the prayer. Oh no, far from it. Remember little Audrey? Yes, the girl who was totally incapacitated, but when people came to visit her and her mother read her prayer requests, some marvelous miracles happened. I even remember that a group of ladies undergoing chemotherapy came and left with the burning pain from the treatment totally gone. And soon after, little Audrey manifested chemo burns all over her body. The Lord replied, here is the heart of a pure child. I came to her that day she drowned in the pool, and she chose to be my instrument of healing. I showed to her all the people she would touch by just praying in her heart, And she humbly received that assignment, Claire. And now she's in heaven with me. Wow, I didn't know she'd passed on. So I looked it up, and I guess her ministry lasted for 20 years. She drowned in the pool at 3 and died at 23. Amazing miracles are attributed to her intercession. All I can tell you is that she's a very holy soul that said yes every time I brought her a case. She always said, "Yes, my Lord." It cost her dearly, but she never said no. Bring me your heart. Pray from the heart. Let all things come forth from the heart where I dwell. Do not be fooled into believing your prayers are worthless. This lessens your effectiveness. You need to accompany these cries of the heart with faith that I will indeed respond. Recognize and know that the very moment you cry out to me, I move into action on behalf of that soul you're praying for. I would love for all my heart dwellers to remember this and apply it now in these your last days on earth. This will bring an increase in the harvest. Many of you will be shocked at the fruit that came from these spontaneous moments when your hearts were moved to pity. I am telling you now so you may exercise your faith more and more each time you hear or see of desperate need. My brides, I'm standing by. I'm waiting for you to recognize these needs and to cry out to me, expecting that I will act in that very moment. Oh, how pleasing the prayer of faith is to me. Oh, how I value the souls that will accompany their cries with faith, knowing in their hearts that I'm a loving, merciful, and faithful God who cares deeply and needs only the very littlest provocation to move on behalf of the lost and suffering. Yes, I hear the cries of your hearts. Yes, I answer those prayers as if you'd spent the night interceding. Why, you ask me? Because time is so very short, and I make a big deal out of the littlest intention of the heart. Come to me, my loved ones. Come to me with the pain in your hearts for others, and I will turn them into miracles. Blessed are those who take these words to heart and put them into practice.